Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And also, you can check out our podcast page at YSR.com/podcast. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. Very special guest is joining us tonight, Charlton Jimerson, former Astros, Seattle Mariners outfielder, and also attended the University of Miami, won two national titles. In 2001, he was named the College World Series MVP. And let's pick up our conversation. I mean, how did that experience at the College World Series, winning it all, how did that prepare you taking your game to the next level and being a pro?
Funny you ask that, because as I look at the College World Series this year, and, you know, obviously there were some top picks in the Major League draft this year that are on the field at the College World Series. I've always wondered why the draft is before the College World Series is complete. I talk about that in my book. I think that's a disadvantage to not allow the kids to complete their collegiate career without the pressures of the draft overlapping with what they're trying to do in winning a national championship. But obviously you're competing with some of the best players, hopefully some of the best players in the country, because, you know, I believe that the best players are on the best teams because they make each other better. So in that aspect, I was highly prepared to, you know, deal with the pressures of professional baseball, because I got a chance to play with some of the best players in the country at the College World Series.
What about the experience factor? You won your second title in 2001. How much, I mean, the confidence level going into that particular College World Series, how was it different than the first one?
Well, I think it was definitely different for guys that got a chance to play in 99 and was a part of that whole thing. We had plenty of seniors on our team who remember what it was like to be on the field and win a national championship in 99. So I think although a lot of people were anxious, as many of us athletes are, as you might know, there's always that butterfly in your stomach about how things will go on that day, especially when, you know, whoever wins or plays that better, whoever plays best that day will win. There's definitely some anxiety, but I think Stanford, the team we beat for the national championship in 2001, had a bunch of freshmen and sophomore players, while we had a bunch of senior and junior players who had already been through it. And I think that really helped propel us through that day, and you can see the score was very lopsided, and it all came from one inning of the floodgates opening up, and I think we just we smelled blood and we kept attacking.
Okay, Charlton Jimerson with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Former Astros, Seattle Mariners outfielder and author, has released his new book, Against All Odds, A Success Story. It is at Amazon.com/Against All Odds. You open up about your tumultuous childhood. And as I shared in our previous interview, that when you have a difficult childhood, it doesn't have to be the blueprint for the rest of your life. Tell us about the book and what you share, because it is a story of inspiration.
Thank you. The book is organized in innings as opposed to chapters. It's got 9 innings of my life and my experiences, just like a baseball game. It's structured in a way that, you know, you kind of come out the gates, and a lot of people wonder if I'm going to make it out of the first inning, like a pitcher struggling, you know, to get out the first inning. It talks about, you know, my childhood as a kid, and the things that I experienced as a child with my parents being addicted to drugs and kind of following their, you know, their lead as parents. You know, that's what you do as a kid. You depend on your parents to guide you through and lead you to in the right direction and care for you. So the book documents that, and obviously it leads on to some better things based off, you know, me making decisions in my life that were for the better. And I think that's what it's all about, is being able to take control of your life and make some decisions that will benefit you in the future, and dealing with those decisions as a man as you get older and get more experience. So, you know, there's a lot of things that happened that were fortunate, but I think at the same time, a proper decision making, putting myself in a good position, as you can see with my education and things like that, put me in a position to be successful.
When you reflect on your illustrious career and just your life, I mean, what is the game of baseball? What has it meant to you?
It allowed me to continue to reach for a goal, continue to compete, and fed my competitive nature as a person. I'm competitive. If it includes a sport or if it doesn't, I love the fact that baseball allowed that competitive platform for me to, you know, to do that. But at the same time, I've traveled so many places. I've met so many people. I've seen so many things. Mm-hmm. And baseball allowed me to do those things. So I'll always be forever grateful, even in the short stint, as many focus on in the major leagues. But wow, what a great experience to travel the country, travel outside the country internationally, all because of baseball.
And of course, the book acknowledges your personal relationship with the late and great, the Hall of Famer, Tony Gwynn. Share a little bit about that with our listeners.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn and his family are very special people. I don't think most realize how difficult it is to be the son of a superstar like Tony Gwynn, with Anthony Gwynn Jr. facing those kind of experiences, mm-hmm. and following his father's footsteps while playing the same sport and making it to the major leagues. But just dealing with the superstardom that Tony Gwynn brings, I mean, his brand itself is one that's forever lucrative and profitable. He was the face of Oakley, continued to be that throughout his life, and, you know, coach at San Diego State University, obviously Mr. Padre, and it's just been a joy to be a part of that family. They welcomed me in with open arms. I stayed at their house, you know, I ate their food. We went out there and worked to get better on a daily basis at San Diego State, and I'll always be, you know, grateful and always be a member of, you know, that family as one of those people that they took in.
Okay, Charlton Jimerson, former Astro, Seattle Mariners, and author of his new book, Against All Odds, A Success Story. Our time is up. It's been so good to have you with us, Charlton. Happy Father's Day weekend to you, and I look forward to catching up with you again on our show. Thank you, Charlton.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight as we get into some more MLB. You stay close.